This is the morning show. I'm Lonesome Jack with no co-host here today, but I do have in the studio with me Lauren Sanders, who is the, hopefully I get the title right, managing director?
Yeah, that's right? Right.
The managing director at the Panada Theater, where I already kind of ran down upcoming events for the weekend in town, and of course the Panada has a couple of big ones.
We do. I know. Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Good morning, Lauren. Good morning. I'm sure everybody says. In their cars, you can hear them down, you know, rolling down their windows and yelling, good morning, Lauren. So let's see. The first one is, there's nothing going on tonight, I don't think, at the Panada, but tomorrow night is the No Man's Land Film Festival.
Yeah. So that's kind of been like my baby, my first big project at the Panada.
Mm-hmm.
And it is going to be a bunch. It's just the start of many. So we want this to be a yearly event. And basically, it's an all-woman film festival, but we are encouraging that all people come, all genders are welcomed, because this film festival is all about the importance of inclusivity and accessibility to the outdoors. And we need to have all humans there so we can have this beautiful conversation and also celebrate Sandpoint, because Sandpoint is definitely a leader in this space. So we have a panel discussion with three leaders in our community who are setting the standard for this. We have Amy Middlestoke, Maeve, her last name is escaping me, but she works at the Parks Department, and she is on many committees of bringing accessibility to our parks.
I think I just read her name. Okay. Out loud. Her name is, I'll let you know, Maeve. Oh, Nevins Laftar?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's why it escaped me. It's a strong last name.
Yes, it is.
And then Gwen Victorison mm-hmm. is also going to be speaking. And they're just going to be talking about, you know, what Sandpoint's doing. And then in terms of making our outdoors inclusive and accessible. And then mm-hmm. we're going to have the film series will start. And then at intermission, we're going to do our raffles. And we have like over 25 mm-hmm. local businesses who have donated raffle items.
Nice.
It's insane. We have these beautiful baskets from Winter Ridge, Le Chic Boutique, Azaleas. Like, I can't name them all because I'm going to miss people. And then I'm going to feel bad. But we have a beautiful raffle, and with the raffle items, we're just asking everyone to bring cash to buy their raffle tickets. And what I really love about this film festival is it was brought to me by a friend. Her name's Sammy Ryan, and she works for this company called Rome Fest. And she brought it to me. She's like, this is an awesome film festival. We should see if the Panada can do it. And so the Panada took on all of the risk. Like, we bought the, and usually when you see like a Banff Film Festival, we're just holding the space. Like, someone rents the theater from us, and then mm-hmm. someone else, whoever rents it, licenses the films. Like Warren Miller, someone okay. else licenses those films, and they play at the Panada.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're just renting the space from us. So our overhead's pretty low on those kind of events. So
yeah.
for this event, we took on all the risk. We bought the licensing fee. We were responsible for bringing people in. So what we did is we like leaned into our community. Mm-hmm. So I expressed to a couple of businesses with the help of Sammy, these are our operating costs. Can you help us cover them? Mm-hmm. And we got 100% of our operating costs covered by our sponsors. Claire Anderson, who's the co-owner of Burger Doc, she covered the whole licensing fee without a question. Like, she's like, what do you need? And she was there. Yeah. Cool. And then Matchwood and Alpine Shop, the same. Mm-hmm. They split the remainder of our operating costs. So now 100% of all ticket sales, 100% of all raffle sales are going straight to Kinnick-Sue Land Trust and Pondere Peddlers. And so far, we've sold 200 tickets. So that is about roughly $3,000. That's going to be split between those two.
Nice.
Nonprofits.
And the capacity of the Panada is a little more, so tickets are probably still available.
Yeah, right? It's $450 is our capacity. So we definitely okay. have tickets available, and you can buy them day of or online. But I'm just really stoked about this event, and it's going to be the first of many. We hope to just keep mm-hmm. growing it each year and
yeah.
just really uplift our amazing outdoor community we have.
Have you seen any of the films yet? Have you seen any of the movies that are going
to
be in there?
I've seen a couple. I'm trying to keep it a little secret for myself so I don't spoil it.
Right, so you can see it. Yeah. Yeah, still enjoy it fresh when you see it the night of.
Yeah. There is one film, though, that I'm excited about. It's called This Is the Motherlode, and it's a story of two... It's a story of some women skiers who actually have experienced loss, and they are both moms with a couple kids, and they just share their story of how they still can access the mountain, still access the outdoors, but it just looks different, and they talk about what it's really like to be a mom and still, though, have this longing to, you know, express yourself in the outdoors and get out there and experience nature. So that one I'm really excited to sit down and really watch.
It's I don't know if it says how many short films is it?
There's there's four at the beginning and then three at the end.
Okay.
But you know, they all range in time. Like some are like 3 minutes, and I think the longest is like 20 minutes.
Cool.
Yeah.
And within the middle, an intermission where there will be panel discussion. And...
The panel discussion actually starts the show.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to just kick it off so people can kind of sit down and have their head in the space of, you know, what they're about to view. And then at intermission, we're going to do the raffles and hopefully announce how much each get a rough estimate for how much we raised for KLT and POP. And then we'll announce it at intermission. And this event really just is for community. Like, we want people to make friends here. We want people to find a walking group here, a mountain biking group here, just people that they can. So that, because it's really easy to feel isolated when you're a parent or you live somewhere new, or, you know, COVID like really changed how we operate. And so I feel like everyone's starting to kind of come out of their shells. And this event really is just so people can find community and make friends and do something new, you know?
Yeah. That's a nice way to put it. I mean, it's nice to have that kind of community event and meet people who share your interests. Mm-hmm. It is hard to make friends especially once you're an adult. And if you're new in town in a small town like Sandpoint, where it seems like everybody's got their, you know, friend group, it is hard to break in. So that's
great. So like Kinnexu Land Trust and POP and Outdoor Experience, and I think Alpine Shop, they all have like community events this summer. And so they're going to have sign up sheets and all that stuff. So you can just like see, oh, this is what's going on. Just so you can really lean into that space. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Very excited about it.
So that's tomorrow night. And tickets are available at the Panada or online, I think, at panada.org. Or at least there's a link online if you are looking for it. Are there? Yeah. Anywhere else around town where you can get tickets for that one?
No.
Okay. No Man's Land Film Festival. That should be fun. And they've been doing it for a number of years, right?
This is their eighth film festival.
Okay. So they'll hopefully do another one next year again and again. Then that's tomorrow night. The night after that is Saturday night. And you have another thing coming up. At the Panada.
SciFest. So Panada's first science fiction film festival. And it's the kickoff to Space Point. And Space Point's a local nonprofit. And they want to bring the space industry to Sandpoint. And this is one of their first events that they're doing. And it's going to start off with a speaker. His name is Dr. Jason Barnes. And this guy was actually... is the lead deputy for the Dragonfly mission to Titan, which is the largest moon of Saturn. And it's like one of the only moons with an atmosphere.
Yes.
So he's going to talk about that whole, like what he did, the whole space exploration. And then after that presentation, which is in person, he'll be there. So that's really exciting. We are then going to watch Star Wars, Rogue One.
Yeah.
So it's very just, cool. So I love how Space Point is curating these educational series. Like they really want to start with like engaging people with something fun. Like we all love Star Wars, but then they are going to talk about the space industry. And then on top of that, if you have a child and they go to this film fest, they actually will get submitted into a raffle to go to the Space Kennedy Center.
Ooh.
Yeah. So they, cool. Yeah. So yeah. It's a big raffle. I think it's going to go on for a couple of months after, like, all their events, I think, are going to be certain, like, different ways to enter the raffle. And then I think they'll announce it in the future, like end of this year. So that's a really awesome gift to give somebody. But this program, Space Point, they really just want to bring the space industry to Sandpoint. So our community members can join that booming industry.
Yeah.
And we can be a part of that.
It's, so I didn't know Titan had an atmosphere, and that explains why he's got a, it's like a helicopter or a drone helicopter kind of thing that I suppose then can fly in the atmosphere of Titan.
Yeah. It's a robot. Cool. There's no men or women on this mission.
Yeah. Pretty cool though. And that's, and it's a guy from the University of Idaho, Dr. Jason Barnes, who's the deputy principal investigator. Okay.
Yeah. I'm stoked for it. Like usually when I think about space, I love it. But then if I think about it too much, it trips me out.
Yeah. It's kind of, I don't want to live in space.
So I'm excited to hear, I'm excited for this and to learn about from it from Dr. Barnes and, and just to see how this whole Space Point nonprofit really grows in our community, because they have really big goals, and I'm very much really excited for them.
And then you got Rogue One after that. Have you seen that one?
Yeah. Who do you think I am?
I don't know.
I love Star Wars.
Okay.
Have you seen it?
I have seen that one. I think that one was probably, my favorite of the, like, kind of the newer batch of Star Wars.
I like the last one a lot. I thought the story, how they like concluded,
brought it to a close or whatever, the final chapter.
No spoilers.
Okay, yeah, well, I guess we don't have to talk about that. I thought Rogue One was a solid movie and a little different from all the other Star Wars movies.
Have you ever been to Star Wars in Disneyland?
No.
Oh.
That would be, no, I've never been to Disneyland. I did Disney World once.
Okay.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah. That world is really cool. They did a good job.
I have not. I take it you have.
I went last year with some girlfriends. But they did such a phenomenal job creating the Star Wars land. And their rides are top notch.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Which is your favorite Star Wars movie, Lauren? Lauren Sanders? You are, after all, one of the foremost entertainment experts in town, I think.
I have to say, like, right now, I definitely, I think those newer ones I really like a lot, but the first three, like the first originals, were the best, obviously. Like, you can't, Harrison Ford, like, you can't really deny a film with Harrison Ford and not have it be one of your favorites.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I think that's the conventional wisdom. The first three were the best ones.
Yeah.
But no, so no particular favorite among those?
No.
Okay. Let's see. Let me pull up the Panda's events calendar here. What else is coming up?
So on April 12th, we are very excited to announce that we are going to be showcasing the Oscar award winner for Movie of the Year.
That's cool.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. And that's going to be our April 12th, second Wednesday. So that's $5 tickets, people.
Yeah.
$5 tickets. And I think, like, on Amazon, if you want to buy it, like, it's, you know, a little bit more than that.
It's more than that. Yeah.
And then that's $1 popcorn and half off all drinks.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. And that's the second Wednesday ongoing series. How far in advance do you pick those?
This one was last minute.
I guess so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, once it won the award. Do you know, like, what else is coming up later on in the year? Do you have any
ideas?
I'm not
going to tell you. We're going to do something special this summer. I haven't announced it yet. We haven't planned, but I think we're going to keep them under our hat and drop little Easter eggs for people on our socials and in our newsletters to kind of drone up excitement and have it be, like, a little mysterious.
Okay.
What we're going to, and we won't announce it to, like, that day or that night what the film is.
Oh.
So we'll just kind of, like, tease it out. because they're really, the films this summer are classics. Good. Really okay. good.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, so that's coming up on April 12th, which is the second Wednesday, which is 2 weeks from yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. And that should be fun. I mm-hmm. saw that. I didn't actually see it. I saw it was on an airplane that I was on, mm-hmm. and it was available. And I did watch some of it and liked it. But then I got to my destination and never finished the movie because I thought I should sit down and really watch this thing. Mm-hmm. And then that's hard to do. It's hard to find the time.
I know.
Yeah.
Especially with the kid.
Yep. That's the main problem. My movie watching has gone way down in the last 2.5 years or so. So that's April 12th. Let's see. Coming up on April, we have on April 21st, Black Market Trust.
Yeah. That's
I don't know who that is.
That's through Pondere Arts Council.
Uh-huh.
They're bringing that to the Pianeta. And they're an a cappella group, I believe.
Oh, cool.
Okay. And they're going to be just mm-hmm. jamming out on stage. It should be pretty engaging and
mm-hmm.
just a really fun group of people singing. So I'm stoked about that one.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They look like pros. It looks like they're singing from the mostly like songs from the Great American Songbook, but mm-hmm. And a dash of Rat Pack style comedy. All right.
Yeah, I think cool. they're gonna yeah. be funny.
So that's Black Market Trust on April 21st. I don't have the April calendar up yet.
Yeah, I see you're looking for it. You're like, where is the calendar?
Yeah, we're still on March.
Let's see. We are still on March. But okay. April's really fast approaching.
It is. Okay, so the 21st is Friday, April mm-hmm. 21st. That's Black Market Trust. On the April 23rd, so Sunday, I guess, April 23rd at 2:30 p.m. and again at 6:30 p.m., it's the Global Cinema Cafe, and this week's feature is Moonlight, mm-hmm. Another rather recent Best Picture winner. Mm-hmm. When did that one come out?
I think that was before COVID.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, I mm-hmm. have not seen that yet, so I'm probably going to sit in on that one.
I haven't seen that either.
Yeah, it looks, I've been kind of waiting for that, so.
Yeah. Oh, that was the one that won. They announced La La Land, but then Moonlight right. was the actual winner. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was whatever year that was. And I think I saw La La Land at the Panada Theater.
Oh.
But I still haven't seen Moonlight. Mm-hmm. Whoops.
Well, you have a chance in April.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. On April 23rd. Let's see. And then on the 28th,
it's not on our website yet.
Okay.
I've been out this week. I've had a serious allergic reaction to something.
So what?
I haven't been able to update our website yet.
And you said you don't know what it was, allergic reaction?
Mm-mm.
Just out of nowhere, is it like, do you think it's something in the atmosphere or something like?
No, I think it's something I ate based on what my doctor said, because my lips were really swollen
mm-hmm.
and then I had hives everywhere and it was a whole thing. So I've just been I haven't been out of commission this week. So this unfortunately isn't on our website yet, but it will be soon. It's mm-hmm. on, I think, the 23rd. Just check our website for sure for the dates for this one, but it's mm-hmm. the music Children for Children through the Music Conservatory.
Oh, nice.
And they're doing like the story of Mozart on stage, so they're gonna be performing his songs as they age,
mm-hmm.
and they're gonna be telling a story as well, like with actors.
Cool.
So it's a really interactive piece with live instruments and acting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's happening, I think, the 23rd, which is a Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
The 28th mm-hmm. of April is the Suzuki String Academy, the mm-hmm. Suzuki Celebration on April 28th. They are, I can't remember where Suzuki Strings is located, but anyway, it's a string academy here in town.
That's going to be a great way to get into spring, because it's just going to be like vibrant, you know, uplifting mm-hmm. music.
Yes. The celebration is on April 28th at 6 p.m., which mm-hmm. is a Friday. Mm-hmm. Okay, getting towards the end of the month already. The Sandpoint Sailing Association has an event coming up. That's kind of new. I don't think they've ever done I'm not remembering any Sandpoint Sailing Association events that didn't take place on the water. The Race to Alaska is a movie that the Sandpoint Sailing Association is bringing to the Panada Theater. Mm-hmm. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really a really neat story too. Yeah. And I'm glad that they're bringing it to the Panada, just because I just think it's neat how these different local nonprofits are finding ways to utilize the Panada beyond, you know, because like sailing is generally outside, but it's great that they're going to tell this story, because I think people are always interested in sailing, but it's a bit out of reach. You can't really access it unless you're a sailor. So this will be really cool to see what like the stresses and the life of that race.
It looks like a pretty cool, it's a great subject for a documentary. A race to a sailboat race to Alaska. The tagline is 750 miles, icy water, no motors, no support. The Iditarod on a boat with a chance of drowning or being eaten by a grizzly bear.
Oh.
How about that? It's an epic endurance race attracting the intrepid and unhinged who find their edge along a coastline that is as punishing as it is beautiful.
Interesting.
I love movie copywriting.
I wonder how grizzly bears work into that. I'm intrigued.
Well, right. Yeah, you can't. I suppose they have to. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, they obviously they must go ashore at some point, but do they? Why would they even have to? Why would you have to go? They can't pack at all, I guess. They have to pull up to the dock or something and go see grizzly bears. and then that's the final event listed for the month of April on the Panada's website. You do have a couple of huge musical acts coming to the Panada.
We
do.
And we actually have, we have Jim Messina in
May 21st.
May 21st, which is sold out. And then we have the Graham Nash show, which is sold out. And actually in April, to whoever's listening, keep an eye on our social media and our newsletters, because we're going to be announcing three new shows that are going to be happening this summer. And tickets will go on sale for those shows in the next couple of weeks in April. So, I really want to let everyone know we have some exciting stuff we're about to announce. So
cool.
Stand by.
Okay. Yeah. So watch the website.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've gone through the upcoming events. You're the director. Do you get to sneak into the Jim Messina or Graham Nash shows that are sold out at this point?
Well, I don't know if that's the right word. I'm going to be working the shows.
You wouldn't have to sneak, I guess. You just show up and you're... Yeah,
mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I'll be working the shows because they're going to be really busy and we're going to be operating a bit differently for those shows. Like, we really just want to make our lobby as efficient as possible. So I'm going to be there helping out, you know, selling beer, helping with concessions, just so we can keep people moving so they can get into the theater.
Yeah, you're going to be very busy.
Yeah.
It's a big act in a small lobby.
It is. And we are adjusting our lobby for these events. So we're having like quicker sales. We're going to we're exploring the idea of having like some canned options for beer instead of having to, we'll still have the tap, but we're thinking of just like, how can we make this a little bit more efficient so people can just move through that lobby more quickly.
Yeah.
And because we're on a tight schedule with someone, you know, of that level, like they really want to start like at their start time.
Yeah.
So we have to change a bit. So we're in the works of figuring out how the lobby flow is going to work. But we're ready. We're getting there. We've been fine-tuning our operations. We're getting geared up for it. So
cool.
We're stoked. Yeah. And honestly, Follies got us ready for it. Banff's got us ready for it. We've had, and all those comedians, the comedian Phil Kopinski, when he comes in, like they, all these bigger shows really get us ready for like, okay, where are our holes in our operations? How can we accommodate a lot of people at once? What can we do better? What can we do quicker? So all these shows are just helping us like streamline for Jim Messina and Graham Nash.
Cool.
Yeah.
We haven't really talked on the radio, at least, about the comedy nights that he's... Philip Kapinski, I think, is his name. I don't know if that's correct, but something like that. So he's been doing that for... Or he's done several shows there now, and that's... He likes it? You guys like it?
Oh, yeah.
It's cool? It's a good turnout?
It's been a really good turnout, good for both parties. Mm-hmm. And he's already booked for next year.
Wow.
I know. It's amazing. Okay. So he's got a strong act of comedians, and he finds them through various forms and then brings them up to Sandpoint. And yeah.
Cool.
So, yeah. And I'm also excited because one of the, this isn't Phil, it's another guy, but we're going to be announcing another big comedian in April who's going to be coming this summer. So those tickets for, he's pretty big. He actually requested the Pianeta.
Oh, really?
We didn't reach out to him. He called us and his agent was like, we really want to perform here. How can we make this happen? He's like my comedian. A lot of his fans live in your area and he requested us. So I'm stoked. We're going to be announcing that in like 2 weeks.
Are you sure you don't want to announce it like right now? Give me a scoop here on the radio.
I don't know. If it was just like booked through me and he didn't have, if he wasn't like this level, I probably could.
But
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, how about I come here to announce it?
Yes.
Okay.
Come on by. Yeah. You just drop by at the end of the, at the end of the morning show and we'll squeak you in.
Thank you.
Well, yeah. That'll be fun. Okay. Well, it's actually 9 o'clock. We're out of time. Usually there's a clock right here, but I took it to the Pianeta Theater. And then I never plugged it back in. I remember every Thursday that I have it. And
we forgot to mention that. Little Theater
and
Live.
At the Little Pianeta on the 18th of the next month, it's the Powell Brothers with Woody Onnen. That's an event that we broadcast on KRFY, and the Little Pianeta Theater is our venue for it because we don't really have enough room in this tiny little studio to host a band, especially once you add, you know, electricity to it. The last one was very cool, the Sam Leidy band. I like that a lot. Anyway, the Powell Brothers will be playing at the Little Pianeta on the 18th, and that'll be broadcast on this radio station at 8 o'clock p.m. That's Tuesday, April 18th. But you can also come down if you want to see a live radio show in person. You can do it at just be there by about 7:45 so we can start the show right at 8. Okay. We got to get off the air. This weekend, again, is the No Man's Land Film Festival. That's tomorrow night. Tickets are at the Pianeta. And on Saturday is the Space Point Sci Fest with a discussion of the Dragonfly mission to Titan in real life and the fictional movie Star Wars Rogue One. I think that's it.
Yeah, thank you.
Lauren Sanders, Managing Director of the Pianeta Theater. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
And now stay tuned, listeners, for Bird Note and Otto's Eclectic Mix all day long after that, right here on 88.5 KRFY Ponderé.